CliffCentral.com.
Ngobile here.
Hey, Ngobile, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's happening, bro?
No, man. I was just thinking, right? Not long ago. So there's an issue that I have. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are not being, let's say, discussed head on.
Yeah.
For example, white folks that still believe the apartheid was good, and apartheid is a better system, and that blacks are, you know, garbage, et cetera, et cetera. And black folk that hate other black folk. And these people are more or less two sides of the same coin. And the biggest underlining I've seen between all these groups is that no personal responsibility. Because what I've noticed, what happened like a couple of weeks ago, there's still a lot of people hiding their true feelings, obviously, because they will be lynched. And as you've seen with those women from Facebook saying black people are monkeys and then get lynched. It's those things that I fear that because we don't want to have this discussion, because it's a very difficult and very bad discussion to have. It's a needed discussion, however. Because there was this YouTube video, I don't know if you've seen it, by some Stephen Molex or whatever. He uses data from, from like the 1950s up until 1994, for example, and then carries on to compare that. Definitely apartheid was good and black people fucked up South Africa. Which then, you know, and then if you look at the comment section, and then after that, I spoke to quite a few white folk. Seems like deep down inside, people agree with that. And that's the problem that I have. And I don't know if you guys have discussed it in length because I might have missed some of your podcast, but, you know, those kinds of things is what really divides us. And I know right now I'm talking based on white people only, but the same can be said for black folk. And that's where I believe racial divisions stem from. And if we target that, then we'll have, let's say, a better society, so to speak. But due to the fact that we don't discuss these things and we don't look at it deeper, and we don't take the responsibility that, look, at the end of the day, we can't blame the apartheid government. We can't blame this. We can only blame ourselves. And that's where it always stems from. Hence, you get groups like, still don't disagree agree with them, EFF and whatnot, and they radical, where black people get radicalized.
You know, I got to be honest, Mobile, I haven't met a lot of people. I haven't met a lot of black people that say shit things about black people behind the scenes or publicly. And I will promise you right now, if you can find me one white person who will publicly stand up for apartheid, you'll be doing well. These people are hard to find. I mean, they do exist. I don't dispute that they exist. But I think they know that they're out in the wilderness, that the rest of us don't agree with them, and that if they voice those opinions publicly, that the rest of us will, at very least, and probably in a civil sense, disapprove, and then there will be people who will try to lynch them. But you see, this is what happens when, and I totally agree with you, like, people are dishonest, right?
Very much. And that's what I've seen is that, look, I know what you mean, where you but don't see them publicly.
This is what political correctness does to society, is it makes people lie. Because they can no longer express their opinions honestly, so they lie and they end up getting into even more trouble. Because you can't keep lying. If you really believe, like, certain racist things, then that's how you're going to think. And no one's going to change your mind. You don't have any way to have a conversation with them, right?
You do. And what I've noticed, I'll call it, because it's the most recent thing, the Donald Trump effect, where people, you know, the whole Hillary polling, people are polling Hillary higher, but Donald Trump won. I believe it's the same phenomenon in the South African context when it comes to such subjects. If you look at it closely, no white person would ever publicly agree, unless they already were that public and they already were known for that view, which is very seldom, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But, for example, in my workplace and like everything in my life, it always begins with a couple. There was this white girl that I wanted, ended up meeting her brother. Mm-hmm. And that's where, let's say, I saw the other side of, there's a lot of people, liberal white people, for example.
Not so liberal when you're banging their sister, right?
Exactly. Like, they always believe equality for everyone, except for don't date my, you know, for example, and the same can be said for black people, whereby the same black folk in that same mentality will be like, oh, no, I don't mind a white person this or an Indian person that. But then you say, oh, what if they date your daughter? Or, then, ooh, faces change. Yeah. So I've noticed that quite a lot. And that's the problem, that people don't want to discuss that.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of kids growing up.
Can I play you something? I want to play you something quickly, and then we've got to get to news. But this is worth listening to. This is from Real Time with Bill Maher. They're occasionally on the money. Chelsea Handler is in this discussion. They're just busy talking about political correctness and what it does to discourse. Listen to this quickly and see if you agree. Stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
Past 20, 25, 30 years. This is not...
Or 100 years.
Or 200 years.
It does not just come out of this moment, is what I'm...
I was going to say...
This is the part I want.
Lincoln's accuser, Leanne Tweeden, has forgiven him and said he should... Her opinion is he shouldn't step down. Okay. And I said a couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about the baseball player who made the objective Asian thing with his eyes. He was making fun of he was just teasing him, but it was a big thing. I said, you can't, and the baseball player, the Japanese baseball player, said, that's not a big deal to me. I forgive him. And I said, you can't be more offended than the victim.
Right.
If his accuser, and it's only one accuser. Now, if we find out tomorrow it's eight more, and I don't think it will be, but if we do, different story. Right. Mm-hmm. But once she says that, isn't that... game over. You can't be more offended than the person themselves. I feel like part of the problem we live in is that this is happening in a time when people are just so self-righteous. We have to stop letting five self-righteous millennials at the Huffington Post bully everybody into having opinions that they don't really hold.
You hear that? Bullying everybody into having opinions they don't really hold.
I would rather
that's why when that whole Penny Sparrow thing broke out last year, I said, I want to know what people really think. I would love us to be honest enough so that we know what we're dealing with, right?
And that's true. And if you look at their reasoning and their rationale, you can't really say you're wrong, because the reasons behind and the motives behind their thought and their thought process, you cannot say it's wrong. No, black people, majority are in crime.
But I mean, that's because... No. Hold on. I mean, we live in a country where eight out of every 10 people are black.
So obviously,
you know, most of the people in prison, most of the people in government, most of the people in employment are going to be black. That's just because of an effect of the population.
I get you, but you can't say the same thing for the United States, for example.
No.
Yes, but what I wanted to say is, when people bring up that kind of argument, I always say, look at Singapore. Singapore is my beautiful...
Careful, you're sounding like Helen Ziller.
No, but no.
This is what she said. This is what got her into shit. Do you remember the DA made her apologize? Exactly what you're about to say.
No, but the thing is, she shouldn't have, and I believe she was just bullied, as you mentioned, to it. What she mentioned did have valid points. And that's the problem, is that people say, oh, you're racist, and they disregard your whole argument, which is not the right way. You have to point that out where they're wrong. And then you say, okay, this is where, therefore, you can come to the conclusion that the whole argument is wrong. But if some of the points or most of the points are correct and some of it is racist, I don't really care, for me personally. I'll actually take that whole argument and decipher it and say, okay, where are they correct and where are they incorrect? Because you can't make that argument all racist. And that's what we're doing. And hence, I say that's why we have divisions. It's because purely of, oh, no, you're making a racist comment. But it is
well,
true,
it's
though.
It's both sides. It's also, you know, white people are pretending that they just, you know, like liberal white people who's like, they're running around saying, I just love inclusivity and transgenderism and my best friends are black. And those people are way more annoying than the ones who you know don't like you because you're black or because you're white. Because you can deal with those people. They're at least honest. You could sit down with them and say, look, you know, I know Floyd Shivambu doesn't like white people. That's an obvious thing. You sit down with Floyd, you know what you're dealing with. You can have a conversation with Floyd, right?
True.
Similarly, if I sit down with some old school Afrikaans boer who doesn't like black people because his whole life long he's only known how to treat them like workers, and he sits down and he says to you, you know, this government is a piece of shit. You know what you're dealing with.
Exactly.
I would rather have those two than have someone who's pretending to be all inclusive and caring and kind and so, but actually the only black person in their life is their maid.
And that's true. But at the end of the day, though, we can look at white people that way. But at the same time, we have to look at black folk the same lens and say to them, look, sure, there are these white folk who are doing this and this to you. Mm. But what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, well,
and what responsibility are you taking?
There we go. You hit the nail on the head with that line, responsibility. Like everybody, white people got to take responsibility for what they did. And black people have to take responsibility for what they're doing. And between us, if we can figure that out, we will avoid junk status and we'll be able to resuscitate this economy. Ngobile, it's you and me. I think we've lost. I think Ben's just fallen asleep. Mubs has just chimed out, and Sia's about to go and take a pee. So let's take a break. CliffCentral.com.